on that cross, Lord, because you loved us so much, you did not come down. Thank you, Lord God, for being all-powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing from everlasting. Thank you, God, for being God. Thank you, God, for your son, Jesus. And, Lord, we thank you for that this bread that represents your broken body. We thank you for this wine, Lord God, that represents you. In Jesus' name, amen. So let us eat together. Now let us drink of the cup together. And we thank God for this broken body, and we thank God for the blood. Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's give God another hand clap of praise. Amen. Just a moment, we're going to prepare to give our benediction. But before we do, I want to draw your attention to those who may not have or the service of the announcement that are coming, that have been in our order service announcement for events for this week. We have our Christian education. We got the ATOT leadership training, which is going to be May 14th. Don't forget, we have Big Dre's barbecue cook-off is back. Amen. I know some of these were put in announcement before our service, but I ask that just make note of these announcements and respond accordingly. Amen. Amen. For our mothers that are present today, before we leave, on behalf of Pastor Mary and Pastor Murray and Lady Kim, we want to honor you today. So we're preparing to do that. Is it going to be as they go out, or you going to bring them up? Okay, bring them forward. Okay, we're going to ask mothers if you will come forward. Our mothers that are in sanctuary today, if you stand. Stand, please. Okay, you don't have to come forward. They're going to come to you. All right. My own mother, stand. Amen. Those who have your flower, you may be seated. We have one here to the left, to my left, still standing. Amen. Look like we got one coming. Thank you for being patient. Amen. Now, come on, let's give a hand clap of praise for all our mothers today. Amen. Amen. Thank God again for your presence here today. And know that you could have gone anywhere, but you chose to come to Anointed Temple of Praise. And on behalf of Pastor Mary and Lady Kim, I'm sure they deeply appreciate you coming out on today. Amen. Amen. If everyone would please stand. Gracious God, we thank you today, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for all that you allowed us to hear and to witness and to partake in on today. We thank you, Father God, for the outpouring of your spirit. And thank you for every spiritual need that has been met. Father God, we just thank you, Father God, for what you continue to do in this place. As we prepare to leave here, God, we as a church are united and want to just lift up Pastor Mary and Lady Kim once again, Father God, to ask your healing blessing and powers over them in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we love you and we thank you. Ask that you keep us in your care, keep us in your need, continue to meet every need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
There isn't anything or anyone that I could be, and it just wouldn't feel right. Never didn't have you by my side. You were there for me to love and care for me when skies were gray. Whenever I was down, you were always there. Everything before that was just a blur. I was wild, living real foul. I just want right.
No, no.
I remember when he changed my name. From sick to healed, from broke to blessed. Now I can testify that I'll never be the same.
first, giving honor to God, who's the head of my life. I want to thank you. If it had not been for you, I could have died last year, thinking about the last tears, thinking about the last time that I called on you, and you came through. I remember when. My God is amazing.
I keep hearing this, and after all that I've been through, I've got a story to tell you. He wouldn't let the devil consume.